The Work Hindered by Lack of Faith, MS 117-07, October 22, 1907, Sanitarium, California. October 11, 1907. How shall we obtain means for our sanitariums is a question that must be solved. Some of our institutions are prospering, some seem to have come to a standstill, and others are running behind. As I present our perplexities to the Lord, there comes to my mind with considerable force this scripture. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither fruit be in the vine, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and joy in the God of my salvation. In the Word of God I find these promises. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to that which I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, for they shall all know me, from the least of them even unto the greatest, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. I thank the Lord for these words of comfort and encouragement. I will put my trust in the Lord, and will wait patiently for Him. He will work in our behalf, and make us to rejoice in His mercies. He will surely be the help of His people. Unbelief is finding an entrance in our churches, in our sanitariums, and in our publishing houses. There are some who have committed the error of turning away from the source of their strength to follow devices and plans of men, plans that are not after the order of the Lord, and because of this, they are weak when they should be strong. This is the reason that God has not wrought more mightily for His people. Had He done more for us, human beings would have taken to themselves the glory that should be given to God. God has a purpose in leaving men in their weakness when they turn from Him to follow the dictation of human minds. He wants them to learn where only true light and wisdom dwells. The Lord pities our weakness. He is grieved because of the error that has come in, because of the education that has been given to believers to look to men for wisdom and help. He wants His people to learn lessons of faith and trust in Him, and to stand in the strength of Israel's God. Our sanitariums should all be in running order, so that they may act their part in influencing that class of people who can be reached in no other way than by the work of the sanitarium. Our physicians are to rebuke in decided terms the sins which are the cause of sickness and disease. We have need of men who, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, will rebuke gambling and liquor drinking, which are such prevalent evils in these last days. We need men who will bear their message against the selfishness that is eating out the very vitals of godliness. God calls for men of faith and prayer. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. Tremendous responsibilities are ours, and men are called for who will not misinterpret their responsibilities, but will do their appointed work in a spirit of humility and in the fear of God. We should ever be afraid of a spirit that would lead us to place restrictions on the work of others, lest we hinder the advance of the message of truth. Those who have in the past allowed such a spirit to control them have sadly hurt the work. They need to repent and be converted, for the Holy Spirit cannot work with them as an oppressive power to close the lips that He has opened. This age demands that the servants of God be men of faith and prayer, who realize the responsibilities that rest upon them as bearers of the last message of mercy to a perishing world. Ye are the light of the world, Christ declared. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Many, many souls will be brought to a knowledge of the truth if intelligent labor is put forth in their behalf. Signed, Ellen G. White.